A cloud-ringed moon sounds the ice-ringed reed pond. The weather hung on its edge. A butterfly's wings could change it. A shadow with roots of light, shifting to snow as it sifts and falls. Nothing sticks. Not even that. A flowing that changes the form of its vessels. Back in the loft, I listen to listening when the light goes out. My heart jumps in the dark. Glazed with black ice, a moon slick bucket cracks. Morning turns again to drips and drops. At the headwaters of the big river, many little streams begin to melt and flow through crevice wash and canyon down into the greater stream again, twisting and turning with the shafts of sun. Even the dream of stillness swept along the currents of a greater force through lips of stone and down a spray-maned boulder run and out, suspended in a waterfall of diving words and dropping through a deep reflecting pool, drinking in the mind of light. And the rush plummeting on towards the flow-scoured gorge, stretched out plains, the bosque dotted sands, the branching veins through earth and sky, drawing time from its channel. So flowing together now from our different valleys into a single gathering stream again, we meet to share this music shaped from time. Following the natural contours of the land, that river's language sings away our shores. The song of a river ordinarily means the tune that waters play on rock and root and rapid, audible to every ear. But there is other music here too, by no means heard by all. On a still night when the campfire is low and the Pleiades have climbed the rim rocks, sit quietly and listen until you hear it. Its score inscribed on a thousand hills, its notes the lives of plants and animals, its rhythms spanning seconds and centuries. Two long lines of corn dancers in flowing capes of green and gold, rattling limb rhythms, voice of insect wind and pollen heart, draw up a deep earth energy with little puffs of dust. Pueblo drums sound ancient blessings, rooted again. Beside me, at the plaza's edge, a future drummer resounds the taut drum of its mother's 9-month belly. With such inspired water, the corn dance dreams across its rows. Now the wind makes music in November corn. Stalks hum, loose husks whisk, and the wind hurries on. Long waves surge across the grassy sloughs, every wisp drawing circles in the sand. I sit and listen to the universal roar, and out of the clouds, the faint honk of geese. Takes root. The little boy grows up. The dream divides into a man dividing into whatever we become after. Seekers and comrades, friends and lovers, teachers and parents and trustees, and back to the pilgrimage of silence. I used to love driving the open spaces between destinations. Motion, the very form of Earth's yearning, the wonder of the land moved across, and wide sky, and traveling on. arrivals are just pauses held an instant or two, as now, my 50th birthday. Climbing and stopping a moment on a rise, overlooking the way here, and the light blinded and dark way ahead, the uncrossed ridge that travels with us out in front, like a mirage we melt into as it becomes the world. I travel less now, at home on Dragon Mountain, surrounded by pine slopes. Trails of 50 years fold over and in, like light in water, paths in wind, subtle tracks of sound that shape new journeys, runoff channels in ink, the soul's response to land. We follow a fresh deer trail down from the ridge in near dark, ears ringing. Between the breathing trees and the mountain, so loud under soft new snow. Splash and clouds wandering in and out of forms to hear. A frozen creek almost too small to drown in, light years away, lives downstream. Shadows swept along storm tracks from poem to poem. From the sheltered canyon to the open ridge, where we sit and soak the sun, that ancient voyager, and listen to the mountain sounds, songs, calls and squeaks, relentless breath, that whining dog always eager to move on, and to that deeper, wider breathing, flowing itself. A red tail glides a rising current up the slope. The moment turns and spreads. The heart shakes off its winter sleep. The rock drinks in the light. These old bones warm again from within. I wrestle all night with the moon. Dogs bark across the dark bridge. Wings of light stir in the heart of ice to release this song in spring's runoff. Do you hear it? Song of ice flowing from the edges, outside and in, cracking free in chunks. Sky goes liquid, faced with geese. Cloud reflections spill, with skins of ice downstream into white water. River sound rising up to meet us. And softer than clouds, white buds on bare branch tips. A cardinal, whistling spring to a thaw, but later finding himself mistaken, can retrieve his error by resuming his winter silence. A chipmunk emerging for a sunbath, but finding a blizzard, has only to go back to bed. But a migrating goose, staking 200 miles of black night on the chance of finding a hole in the lake, has no easy retreat. His arrival carries the conviction of a prophet who's burned his bridges. One snowy mountain from a seat of rock. Like a last dream of winter before we wake. Snow under starlight. And brightest of all, the path. This long-distance pilgrimage of geese, the waste corn of the Midwest is carried through the clouds to the Arctic tundras to combine with the sunlight of a nightless June to grow goslings for all the lands between. And from this annual barter of food for light, the whole continent receives as net profit. A wild poem dropped from the murky skies upon the muds of March. Is it snow falling again in sunlight from every branch? Ripples in the reed pond, each soft splash expands the pattern. In motion again, a coiled sprout tip swells, bursts its shell, stretches to begin, twisting us to consciousness, spread out with time. New ways of waking, chord by chord, through cracks formed by freeze and thaw and out, feed our climb on sound and light and air, until at last we shed yet one more final sheath again, starting over. Spirit soar, fly the heart through under and upper worlds again to that ultimate flight. Just one more letting go, one more soaring and gliding. And in the orchard now at Dragon Mountain, one pear tree in bloom, apple buds just opening green, and all that bird gossip in the tangle of branches and nests and hollows, another generation gathering force. Sunlight turned again to grub and worm and seed, and again to flight. My grown son, once bathed in whirlpools where branches of a sacred river join, now takes my hand and draws me from the glacial river's rush along the upper Rio Hondo on my late father's birthday, where once again we've taken whirlpool turns, each holding the other's hand to keep the bather from being swept away downstream, where the steeper river runs in crashing rapids through the bone-grinding boulders rolled by time, wearing the mountain away. Reading from a worn booklet my father read from, we water an old prayer with the runoff of our hearts, and then we hug, tall as the mountain on which we stand, for a brief, almost summer moment still, as if one soul in the gravity of love tumbling and plunging through the generations on could hold the river's journey in its arms. First, it is only water sound, and then the very voice, and then only water sound. The body of the world turned inside out. Flow changing with the form of its vessels. Daughter's hands, color of the earth shaping the bowl. Last light pouring up the slope, and higher still. The horizons glow over the bluff on the way home. A last stream of peeping songbirds piping through the pines. Leaky buckets, emptied and filled and emptied again.